long as he or she doesn't bother Lady Four. And he was okay. Even if a person had white skin, or red skin, or yellow skin, or brown skin, black skin maybe, but not the blue skin, or a green skin. The color of skin didn't matter as long as one minds his own business. There were things which makes this particular person called Wasahinukum, because he had beard on his face. His eyes pale, his utters of strange words, and his stories of different world. The question is exactly where was this? There is no connection. There was guns involved. But the problem with the story is there's no date. Our Mestizo did not create exact measures of time, such as decades, centuries, dates. Their time machine was measured by each generation of relatives, perhaps up to 5 to 6 generations, that could cover 200 to 300 years. Now the thing is, still keeping in mind of these two things, the story started because I phoned to the old lady March 12, 1993 only one morning, only to ask how long did my mother stay in Keshachuan Roman Catholic Mission School, the old Fort Albany or CAS. That took only 30 seconds to answer. But we ended up telling the story. Let me go back to the Cape Henrietta Maria Tundra. There were 3 families who have emerged from that area. And that area means covering the present day of the Lake River in a cost, at the cost, and around the Cape Henrietta Maria, the mouth of the Southern River and Kinnersville. There were families at the Kinnersville. Their names are now known to be Edwards. They have fair complexion, pale blue eyes. Metastoven also live in Cape Henrietta Maria, a particular place called Brant River, at least fourth generation from today of 1993. The range from coast to 50 miles inland. These also have the fair complexion and they have blue eyes. And then there are other family names which they were known to be Okimaweninung or Okimaweninuak. These clans lived in around from Cape Henrietta to Acorn River, around the coast, and 50 miles inland, within land. These Okimau clans also have very fair complexion, pale eyes, and hazel, even green eyes. Then there were Chokomunun, in the Holly Lake, down to the mouth of the Southern River, to have fair complexion and blue eyes. Now, was there some kind of a mixed blood relationship with fair-skinned people? If it was, since when? According to the European history, Henry Hudson sailed into the Bay District around 1500 or 16th century. Henry Hudson was cast off around the Bay District. Did one of his crew survive, or Indro a mix with Muskeguak? The quotation of the Wasahinukum was supposed to have said, in the memory of the Wilkinson Squill. Why?